listening to Acoustic Avenue. This is Ted Crouch, your host in Salmonarm, British Columbia, with co-producer Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that these lands where we live, work, and make our music remain home to a number of Indigenous nations and people. We acknowledge this land out of respect for the Indigenous nations who have cared for Turtle Island, also called North America, from before the arrival of settler peoples until this day. Africa. It has been called the Lost Continent, which is interesting because anthropologists and archaeologists refer to it as the Cradle of Life. It has been given this name because of the rather remarkable number of firsts that it has been accredited with, such as the beginnings of humanity, the first domesticated dogs, the first household cats, the start of agriculture, and the first civilizations. It only stands to reason that it was also the birthplace of music. The first drums, the first reed instruments, and the first singing of songs. And if you think about it, those first singers were probably women, singing the first lullabies, trying to soothe their newborn child. Today we're going to have a listen to some of the descendants of those first singers and what those lullabies have evolved into. An evolution that began many millennia ago and has spread out over many cultures. All the while, intertwining with multiple outside influences that ended up as the rather distinctive sound you will hear on this program. The sound of our roots. To start today's show, we offer up the high priestess of African singers, Angélique Kidjo, and her soulful version of Gershwin's Summertime, the opening track on her eighth studio album, Keep On Moving. Judith Sefuma, the queen of Afro jazz from Shego, Limpopo, South Africa, will follow with Lusefile Mang from her debut album, A Cry, A Smile, A Dance. And we close our opening set with Sibongile Kimalo, who sang at Nelson Mandela's inauguration as president of South Africa in 1994. From her album, Immortal Secrets, she will sing Mayalom.
Oh, Fell a little moulin' on the tip, feelin' mine.
This is Acoustic Avenue. Women in Africa have made significant contributions to world and global music throughout history. Africa is known for its rich and diverse musical traditions, and women have played pivotal roles in preserving and innovating within these traditions. Using music as a means of empowerment and self-expression, they have addressed issues such as gender equality, women's rights, and social justice through their songs. This has not only given a voice to marginalized communities, but has also inspired countless others to take action. This set begins with To'enge by Kaisa, with a voice that simultaneously showcases warmth, appreciation, struggle, and resilience. Kaisa is an oral artisan whose music paints a lush, vivid picture of the ever-changing world around her. We follow that with an artist who has been acknowledged with the following. If Aretha Franklin had been born in Ethiopia, she might have grown up to be Astor Ock. She will sing her original composition, Wolela, from her debut album, Astor. While Africa has blessed the world with many recognized female artists, Dobet Nehor has proven herself to be a truly special talent. Hailing from Côte d'Ivoire, she has taken the modern Afro-pop sounds of her country in exciting new directions. To end this set, Dobe Nehor sings Abiane Costa de Marfil from her album Triple Earth.
Singa mon yole nani agle tene akunu o nani ayoro yerema lukula opia nani ayoro yerema lukula opia nani ayoro yerema
This is Acoustic Avenue. Many African women have used their music to preserve and celebrate their cultural heritage. Through traditional songs and dances, they have kept their cultural identities alive, ensuring that future generations remain connected to their roots. African female musicians often serve as mentors and advocates for aspiring artists, especially women, within their communities. They encourage young talent and provide support and opportunities for emerging artists, contributing to the sustainability of African music traditions. The first two selections opening the second half of today's program are from the album Women of Africa. The first song is called Vimba, performed by the group Women of Mambazo in South Africa. They're followed by Maria de Barros singing Minada Umkatam, Cabo Verde. Then we will hear Swood Massey with the title track from her album Riwi. The set ends with Ratani from the album D, performed by Madagascar group Tiraka, led by two sisters, Hanitra and Noro.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana.
Vimbo.
Vimba mfana,
Vimba,
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 preocupação. Se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem. Pra que tentar magoar? Pra que tanta preocupação? Se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem. Pra que tentar magoar? A mim é pobre e confortado. Mal tallado, ca mal criado, ya me conforta cuña pobreza. Vamos minado cate, a mí es pobre y confortado. Ca mal tallado, ca mal criado, ya me conforta cuña pobreza. Vamos minado cate, minado cate, minado cate, minado cate, pa que está mal.
كل حكايه حكينا قدر لي عمره ما طار فهمنا معنى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية حكي يا راوي كيما حكى ولك ما تزيد ما تنقص من عندك كيف يشفى ولا بالك حكي ونسينا مهاد زمان خلينا في كان يا ما كان في كان يا ما كان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية
This is the final set for today's special, Women in Africa. The contributions of African women to global music are immense and multifaceted. They've enriched the music industry with their unique voices, cultural diversity, and social advocacy. Their influence transcends borders, and their importance in the global music landscape cannot be overstated as they continue to shape and redefine the world's music heritage. To take us home from the women of Africa, we will leave you with Nawal, a musician from Comoros who draws on traditional Comorian musical influences, incorporates sounds from African and Arabic culture. She will play Himna from her album Aman. Then we ask Angelique Kidjo to return for one more song, and she will sing Bayi Ah from her album Black Ivory Soul. And we end today's show with Kadja Nin from Burundi, who successfully used a blend between African rhythms and modern pop to create her own unique brand of music. One of her most popular songs is Sina Mali, Sina Dene, translated cover version of Stevie Wonder's song Free from her breakthrough album Sambolero.
Go to one in the Ahima. mali yangu baba nanyesha kama mvula aruka kama ndege nacheka kama toto hiya mama hiya sina haja na kitu mimi napona.
For listening to Acoustic Avenue. Be sure to join us next week as we travel down the road where a vocal improvisation is done with wordless vocables, nonsense syllables, or without words at all. Until next week, this is Ted Crouch signing off, and on behalf of Joe Little, from our hearts to yours, stay safe and love the ones you're with. Peace. Cook's Jam.